Okay, today we come to the book of 1 Chronicles, and we are in 1 Chronicles chapter 22, beginning in verse 1. This is our eighth study in the book of 1 Chronicles, and Lord, we ask that you would sanctify us by your truth. Your word is truth. In Jesus' name, amen. Then David said, "The house of the Lord God is to be here, and also the altar of burnt offering for Israel." When God sent fire from heaven to the threshing floor on Mount Zion in response to David's offering back in chapter 22, that made an impression on David. He figured that that threshing floor on top of that mountain would be a good place to build the temple, which would become the national place of worship. So he is making plans to do that right now. And it says in verse 2, "So David gave orders to assemble the aliens living in Israel, and from among them he appointed stone cutters to prepare dressed stone for building the house of God." And so David conscripted the descendants of the former Canaanite nations to work on the temple. Verse 3, "He provided a large amount of iron to make nails for the doors of the gateways and for the fittings, and more bronze than could be weighed." And a lot of that bronze was plunder taken from enemies of Israel in the wars that David led. Verse 4, "He also provided more cedar logs than could be counted, for the Sidonians and Tyrians had brought large numbers of them to David. And David said, 'My son Solomon is young and inexperienced, and the house to be built for the Lord should be of great magnificence and fame and splendor in the sight of all the nations. Therefore I will make preparations for it.' So David made extensive preparations before his death." David wanted to make sure that the Lord's temple would be the most beautiful place on earth. After all, this would be the Creator's house, in a sense. Verse 6. "Then he called for his son Solomon and charged him to build a house for the Lord, the God of Israel." David knew that God chose his son Solomon to build the temple, but at the same time he wanted to help any way he could before he died. And so he is helping with the arrangements, if nothing else. 7. "David said to Solomon, 'My son, I had it in my heart to build a house for the name of the Lord my God. But this word of the Lord came to me, "You have shed too much blood and have fought many wars. You are not to build a house for my name, because you have shed much blood on the earth in my sight.'" And the wars that David fought were necessary wars. They were necessary for the defense of God's people. And even though God helped Israel win in those wars, it evidently wasn't fitting for a man of war to build God's holy temple. And besides, you know what? David was so busy doing that that he didn't have time for a huge project, nor did he have the peace at home that would enable a project like that to be started and completed. Verse 9, he says, "But you will have a son who will be a man of peace and rest, and I will give him rest from all his enemies on every side. His name will be Solomon, and I will grant Israel peace and quiet during his reign." Solomon will have time to take on this huge building project, because God is going to give Solomon a peaceful reign. Of course, David did all the dirty work, you know, leading up to that. Without David's hard work and his fighting ability, well, Solomon doesn't have peace, and the temple doesn't get built. 10. "He that is Solomon is the one who will build a house for my name. He will be my son, and I will be his father. I will establish the throne of his kingdom over Israel forever." And you know, that had to make David feel good, because God is reassuring David that his son will walk with him. And Solomon had pure motives for building the Holy Temple. It was for the Lord's glory. And at least the first part of his reign, in the first part of his reign, he had a real heart for God as well. Verse 11. Now, my son, the Lord be with you, and may you have success and build the house of the Lord your God, as he said you would. And it was Solomon's sacred duty to build that temple. It was not an option. God called him to do it. 12. May the Lord give you discretion and understanding when he puts you in command over Israel, so that you may keep the law of the Lord your God. Discretion and understanding. And what David prayed for Solomon is what every leader at every level really needs to lead effectively. In other words, they need correct knowledge and the ability to apply it. 13. Then you will have success if you are careful to observe the decrees and laws that the Lord gave Moses for Israel. Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or discouraged. And sometimes doing the work of the Lord can become discouraged. We can become discouraged over failure. We can become discouraged over our own moral slip-ups sometimes, better known as sin. But David says to Solomon, do what's right in the eyes of God. And he says, be good to your fellow man as well. That's all wrapped up in this command. Be that way to honor God is what he is saying to his son, and don't quit. No matter who might not like it, don't quit. God will bless. 14. I have taken great pains to provide for the temple of the Lord 100,000 talents of gold, 1,000,000 talents of silver, quantities of bronze and iron, too great to be weighed, and wood and stone, and you may add to them. The wars of David's life that he fought in, and they were necessary. They were in the way of what David really wanted to do. It kept him from doing what he wanted to do, which was to build the temple. And yet he recognized that God used him to contribute to the project. Like I mentioned a few minutes ago, many of the materials which would be used to build the temple were the spoils of those wars. 15. You have many workmen, stone cutters, masons, and carpenters, as well as men skilled in every kind of work, in gold and silver, bronze and iron, craftsmen beyond number. Now begin the work, and the Lord be with you. In other words, David says, Solomon, I've set the table for you. So get to work and look to God for the strength and the ability to finish this project. 17. Then David ordered all the leaders of Israel to help his son Solomon. And among David's sons, there was jealousy of Solomon. There were other sons of David who wanted to be king, but Solomon was God's choice. Anyway, because of this jealousy, the king orders his Solomon's brothers, and other leaders in the country as well, to cooperate with Solomon. God's will is more important than our ego, and we should all do what we can do to honor God in our own unique way, even if our part isn't as big as we wished it was. Verse 18, he said to them, is not the Lord your God with you? And has he not granted you rest on every side? For he has handed the inhabitants of the land over to me, and the land is subject to the Lord and to his people. They had conquered their enemies, so they are enjoying peace. You know, the bad stuff is done, so Solomon has time to do the good stuff, and David keeps reminding him of this. It is a blessing. 19. Now devote your heart and soul to seeking the Lord your God. Begin to build the sanctuary of the Lord God, so that you may bring the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord and the sacred articles belonging to God into the temple that will be built for the name of the Lord. The most important thing for Solomon and all of God's people is to be devoted to the Lord God. If that's there, then whether it's Solomon or us today, we will do what God calls us to do as a result. Doing the right thing will be the natural byproduct. of being totally devoted to the Lord God. And when we fail, like everybody does, need to confess, humble yourself, repent, admit your sin, and get back on track. Well, we'll pick it up next time in chapter 23. In Jesus' name, I'll see you then. So long, everyone.